Who said women can't be king?
Oh, we got a supernatural love.
King is Paris and Amber Struther, twin sisters, and their friend, Anita Bias. The trio is based in L.A., and they received a royal endorsement when music icon Prince discovered them on YouTube. He loved their sound so much, he asked them to open for him. That was 3 years ago. Now, the neo-soul group is releasing their debut full-length album. It's called We Are King. As Paris Struthers explains, it's an introduction to not only who they are, but how they make their music.
We really wanted to challenge the notion of what people think about when they think of who's in charge. From the very beginning, we had done everything ourselves. We wrote all of our own music, produced everything, and even on the creation side, but also on the business side, too, we were handling everything ourselves. And it felt like we were the king of our own musical kingdom. So I think that was the genesis of the name.
Paris, you mentioned that you are behind instrumentation and production. And I understand you started playing piano as a child, right?
I did, yeah.
What kind of music did you grow up hearing in your house?
A lot of jazz, a lot of soul, some old gospel. Also, I think we had the Disney sing-along tapes, that
yes.
old classic, you know, storytelling.
Do you remember which of the Disney songs you liked?
Peter Pan, You Can Fly, Alice in Wonderland, Golden Afternoon. The orchestration and the choir and the choral arrangements were just incredible and still incredible to listen to this day.
And dreamlike, which is something people kind of say about your music.
Yeah, we're definitely all about the whimsical, you know, feelings that you get from listening to that music.
Whose voice opens up the song Hey?
That's Anita.
Hey, I know how it will end, 'cause it's already been told.
Anita, for you, how does a song like this song, Hey, kind of come together? I know it's an organic process.
It is an organic process. I guess it kind of just started out on guitar, and I was really just trying to figure out my way with songwriting. But I showed it to Paris when I just had like a few ideas together, and she really developed it and produced it and really brought it to life.
Not too far, not too far. In the stars, that's where you are. Even stars burn out, but you held the spot here in my heart. You'll stay.
Amber, I understand you didn't actually start singing publicly until a few years ago. How can that be?
Oh, I was horribly shy. That's how that happened. But I think just getting to a place, I mean, I had always gone, my father's a singer and very musical.
Oh, okay.
And I'd always gone to voice lessons with him. He would set me up with different vocal instructors and whatnot, but I think I truly found that comfort and security with Anita and Paris, and it wasn't until we kind of formed King that I knew it was something that I was really interested in.
Here's a story of falling.
So the song Mr. Chameleon has a lovely little narrative to it.
We think everybody knows a chameleon or two. It's a song about fair weather friends and, you know, people who change shades all the time. But we wanted to write a fun tribute to that character because, you know, it's something that everybody encounters.
A fun tribute to the fair weather lover, though.
Right? Yeah,
that's not so fun when you're in it.
No, but it's you know, the song is fun. I don't know, some kind of power in looking at it from a fun angle. It's just like, you know what? I see you over there. I see what you're trying to do. I'm not going to let you do it, but you tried it.
You go from gold to green with no woman, and I can't take it anymore. It's getting so old. Something says I gotta get up.
So have any of you been on the other side of this, been the chameleon?
That's a good question. We try not to be the chameleon.
I think everyone has, though. I mean, that's just life, you know? But you just got to kind of let people know and not be so shady about it. But, you know, what happens. We've all been there when somebody feels like, dang, you know, that was kind of shady, Amber. But, hey, it happens.
Yeah, we all have a bunch of different shades.
Right.
You know, it's more of acknowledging the different sides of people. But really, like, I see you.
And you're not going to get away with it, right?
Right.
There was one more song I wanted to ask about, which is Oh Please, which has a really lovely, I don't know how else to phrase it, kind of old school vocal style.
Why do the same thing, making it hard, running away, boy, but not very far.
Can we talk about this sound a little bit? Because this is the kind of song where it almost felt familiar. Mm. Like I had a moment where I thought, do I know this song already?
It's funny. This is Amber. Someone after the show last night at LPR was like, what was that cover you guys did? Was it called Oh Please? Who did that song originally? I'm like, oh, wow. You know, it's interesting that people think that it's like a cover or, you know, something that came out a long time ago. But we were just having a lot of fun with that song.
Yeah. Why? What was fun about it?
A lot of our music comes from making what we would have liked to have heard growing up. And so this is a song, like, I don't know, it kind of reminds me of Luther Vandross' Bad Boy Having a Party, or Aretha Franklin, or even a Babyface, like the Whip Appeal. We wanted it to sound like a big room of people all partying, all dancing, all clapping along.
And yeah.
I mean, it was like a lot of laughter.
Yeah, a lot of laughter.
You're just
a lot of laughter.
Having as much fun as we possibly could. And really, you know, we stopped at no end. We're like bringing a horn section. Yeah, we're going to do it all in this song.
You know, so far you've been very independent, writing your own music and lyrics and managing yourselves. And looking forward to this debut album, which is called We Are King, what is that sound? What is it that you want people to take away from the album?
This is Amber. I think self-love for us would be amazing. If people can, you know, like we said, hear themselves in it, but also love themselves and appreciate themselves and just really finding yourself. You know, there's so much beauty in that, and I don't know if it's touched on enough. It's so important.
Amber Strother, Paris Strother, and Anita Bias, they are King. Their debut album is called We Are King. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you.